Okay, Bible and Daily Lifers, here we are. We are in Acts chapter 19. We're going to look at some people that had an inadequate or an incomplete spiritual experience. Chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. It says, while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior, arrived at Ephesus. And there he finds some disciples, and he asks them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you first believed? And they said, no, we haven't even heard that there's a spirit. And then Paul said, well, then what baptism did you receive? And they said, John's baptism. And Paul said, well, John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told people to believe in the one that was coming after him, that is Jesus. And on hearing this, they were baptized into the name of Jesus, not a baptized of believers. When Paul placed his hands on them, the believers, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues, and they prophesied. And it says there were about 12 men. Let's break this down. These men had only been baptized by John the Baptist. But they seemed to have some knowledge of what was going on, some Jesus knowledge. They're called disciples, they're learners, they're students in verse 1. Paul recognizes them as believers. He calls them believers in verse 3. So they believe in Jesus on some level. Yet Paul notices that somehow their experience isn't the full experience of the Spirit-filled life. How he recognized that, I don't know. But people tend to look at this passage in one of two ways. They say, well, they weren't really believers. They were just sort of pre-believers, you know, baptized by John, and they needed to know more. And some say, well, they were genuine believers, and they needed to experience more. So they need to know more, experience more. Well, whichever one you choose, Paul asks a strange question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit since you first believed? Well, these men are religious enough, but there's something missing. However you cut it, they had a subsequent experience with the Holy Spirit. They had another experience with the Holy Spirit. Verses 5 and 6 says they were baptized in Jesus' name, but when Paul laid hands on them, the Spirit came on them. Well, there are three main experiences that you can have with the Spirit in the Scripture. With, in, and on. The Spirit's with you, the Spirit will be in you, and the Spirit will come on you. Acts 1:8. You know, in the 1970s, there was a thing called the Catholic Charismatic Movement that swept the Catholic Church. Catholics believe in God the Father. They believe in Jesus. They didn't know nothing about the Spirit. And in the church, many people who knew about God knew about Jesus, but they were clueless about the Holy Spirit. But when they learned about the Holy Spirit, thousands, maybe millions, during that whole decade, were renewed and born again after hearing about the Spirit. Knowing about Jesus is one thing. Experiencing him, whole other thing. And so upon adding to their experience, Paul ends up teaching in a school there for 2 years. And the gospel spreads all throughout the region because of that school there in Acts chapter 19. So what's your experience with the Holy Spirit? What's my experience with the Holy Spirit? Is there more? There's more. There's more. There's always more. There's always more. And so God wants us to experience more of him. He wants us to experience more life. He wants us to experience more of the Holy Spirit. How do you do it? You got to figure it out. You got to get close to God. You got to let the Holy Spirit work in your life. Hey, so Lord Jesus, we want all that you have for us. Give us all the Spirit that you have for us. We want more, even more, even more, even more. Pour it on. Pour it on. You know, great believers and great leaders throughout the centuries have had experiences where they can testify that the Holy Spirit came and touched their lives. I pray God touches your life. Hey, bless you guys. Love you.